From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's Star. Now, the weekly star is Alacer Gold Corp, ASR on the TSX, currently trading at $2.65, just under $790 million market cap. Stock is up about 20% since mid-December. What do? They're a low-cost producer, which is key. We do, if you're ever going to look at a gold miner that's producing junior or senior, look for low cost, with an 80% interest in the Koppler mine in Turkey. Now, what is driving the stock? Decent news from the company, but in the end, it is what drives all gold-related stocks, the price of the underlying commodity. Gold recently hit a 30-day period high, or it's hit a it produced the biggest gains over the past year in its 30-day period. It's up 3.2% since early to mid-December to just under $1,300 US an ounce. Again, the news from Alacer itself has been just okay recently. In fact, actually, the Q3 numbers from the company were underwhelming. Revenue was $35.5 million, down 29%, and adjusted EBITDA was down 39% to $17.7 million from $28.8 million in the same period. So a little bit underwhelming. The company did just announce this past week that they had a productive last quarter, which resulted in the company producing roughly 170,800 ounces of gold in 2018 on an unaudited basis. The all-in sustaining costs for the year were in the range of US $615. So those are low cost, which is, you know, a good thing to see in a company like this. Now, what we see here as now the mine expansion is proceeding well, which is good to hear, and the cost structure is great. Turkey's geopolitical situation adds a high level of risk, but in our minds, the stock will just continue to follow the price of gold. So if you are positive on gold for 2019, Alacer is a decent speculative option. If not, the opposite is true. Now, its gains, though, since mid-December, about 20%, give it the coveted star status of our star of the week.